Title: We sample a potential bad boy shaker loop in Ableton Lev 12 for warm tape style grit. Intro: Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Lev 12 lesson, you'll learn how to turn a clean potential bad boy shaker loop into a warm tape style shaker asset. We'll route the loop through a tape emulation FX chain built entirely from Ableton stock devices, resample the processed output in real time, and prepare a polished, ready-to-use drum and bass shaker complete with subtle saturation, wow and flutter, surface noise, and preserve transient click. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a focused tape bus FX chain that adds soft saturation, harmonic coloration, subtle modulation, surface noise, and gentle glue. A resampled audio clip recorded from live that captures real-time automation. A backup loaded into Sampler for immediate playback, slicing, and layering in your drum and bass projects. You'll also learn parallel and split band techniques and how to create multiple intensity variants. Session prep first. Make sure your potential bad boy shaker loop is imported and audible. 1. Create an audio track and name it Shaker Raw. Drag the shaker loop in. Turn warp off for the most natural resample. If you must tempo sync, use beats mode with 1/16 strength and preserve transients. 2. Create a new audio track called Shaker Tape Bus. This hosts the processing chain so you don't alter the original clip. You can route the output of Shaker Raw to the tape bus or use sends/returns, both work. The key is the tape bus will carry the processing. Build the tape style FX chain order matters on Shaker Tape Bus. Insert the stock devices in this order and use the suggested starting settings. Tweak to taste. 1. EQ 8. Surgical cleanup HBF around 6120Hz to remove mud. Small dip 300-500Hz of epoxy about minus 1.5 dB. Gentle boost plus 1-2 dB around 5-8kHz to preserve click. 2. Utility. Width control, keep width at 100% initially. Use later to tighten stereo if needed. 3. Saturator. Harmonic warmth, start with the warm preset. Drive to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Oversample 2x for cleaner saturation. Match output level so it stays balanced. 4. Drum bus. Glue and body drive 1-3 dB. Transient slightly negative if you want softer attack 5 to minus 10, or near 0 to keep click. Character low to medium. 5. Frequency shifter. Subtle wow stereo mode. Frequency 0.10.6 Hz. Fine detune 0.11 cents. Mix 10-25%. Automate frequency for more movement. 6. Vinyl distortion. Surface noise dust/crackle for 15% for texture. Small warp/wow. Compensate the volume afterward. 7. Echo. Short tape delay. Delay 10-30 ms. Feedback 0-10%. Low diffusion. LP filter -810 kHz. Dry/wet 5-15% for subtle slap. 8. Redux. Tiny lo-fi edge bit reduction 0-2 bits. Mild sample rate reduction. Dry/wet 5-20%. 9. EQ 8. Final tone shaping, high shelf roll-off above 14-16 kHz. Small boost around 1-2 kHz if you want more presence. 10. Glue compressor. Mix glue ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 10-30 ms to preserve attack. Release auto or 100-300 ms. Aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. 11. Utility. Final gain and width match level to the original loop and mono the very low end if needed. Parallel/blend option recommended. Duplicate shaker raw and route the duplicate to shaker heavy tape. Push saturator and drum bus harder on this bus for a crunchy texture. Blend the heavy tape bus back under the main tape bus at 10-30% to add grit while retaining transient clarity. Create the resampling track and record 1. Create a new audio track named Resample Tape Shaker. 2. Set its input to resampling and arm the track for record. 3. In arrangement, set locators to your loop region, typically 4 or 8 bars, and press global record. Live will capture the master output in real time, printing all effects and automation. 4. While recording, automate at least one parameter for organic movement. Good options: automate saturator drive by about plus or minus 1-2 dB, or automate vinyl distortion dust slightly, or automate frequency shifter frequency for slow sweep. Hand-drawn or macro-driven automation will make the resample sound alive and non-static. Alternative, freeze and flatten. If you don't need live automation or master effects, you can freeze and flatten the tape bus. Note, freezing won't capture master effects or send routing unless you freeze those tracks too. Resampling via a resampling track is the best way to capture everything you hear. Post-resample cleanup and options 1. Trim the start and end of the new clip remove tiny DC or clicks, and add 1-2 ms fades if needed. 2. Normalize or set clip gain so it sits well in a sampler or drum rack. 3. Load into simpler and classic mode. Warp off. Use start point and loop settings as needed, or use sampler for root note mapping and advanced playback. 4. Optionally add a light convolution reverb, short re-EQ or extra transient shaping to fit the mix. Prepare multiple variants, run additional resampling passes with different saturator slash redux depths and names like tape shaker, soft, tape shaker, crunch, and tape shaker, noise. Having multiple intensities is invaluable for layering in drum and bass. Common mistakes and how to avoid them warping unnecessarily. Keep warp off unless you know the artifacts you get are desirable. Oversaturating. Too much drive kills transient click. Use parallel blending. Recording dry by accident. Verify the resample track input is set to resampling or the tape bus as intended and that tracks are armed. Too much noise. Keep final distortion dust low and consider low pass filtering noise. Losing transient. Use transient preserving attack settings or keep a dry transient bus for layering. No automation. A static chain sounds lifeless. Automate at least one parameter. Poor gain staging. Avoid clipping the master. Use makeup gain on devices and leave headroom. Pro tips and advanced options. Split band processing. Use an audio effect rack or two returns to process highs and lows separately. Put saturation and vinyl on the high band and keep lows clean. Macro-driven automation. Map saturator drive, frequency shifter, vinyl dust and echo dry slash wet to macro so you can automate coherent changes during resampling. Capture wow and flutter with slow, slightly jittered automation rather than perfect LFOs for a more analog feeling. Echo with very short times and filtered repeats to mimic tape slap without wash. Use project sample rate and device oversampling. 48 or 96 kHz of CPU allows for cleaner saturation. Export at your target sample rate and bit depth. 24-bit is recommended. Multiple light passes often sound more musical than one heavy pass. Resample mild, then run that file through another light tape pass. Organize and label variants clearly. Tape shaker soft 80 HBDAF 3 dB drive 4-bar.wav makes later recall much faster. Mini practice exercise. Quick 4-bar example 1. Load the potential bad boy shaker into shaker. Raw warp off. 2. Build the FX chain on shaker. Tape bus and use these quick settings. EQ8, HBF 80 Hz, minus 1.5 dB at 350 Hz. Saturator, warm preset. Drive equals 3 dB. Soft clip on, oversample 2x, drum bus, drive 2, transient minus 5, frequency shifter, frequency 0.25 hz, mix 15%, vinyl distortion, dust 8%, warp slash wow 6%, echo, delay 18 ms, feedback 6%, dry slash wet 8%, LP 8 kHz, glue compressor, ratio 3:1, attack 20 ms, release 120 ms, GR tilde 2 dB. 3. Create resample. Tape shaker. Set input to resampling and arm it. 4. Loop the 4-bar region. Press record. And during recording, automate saturator drive from 2 to 3.5 dB over the phrase. 5. Top, trim, and load into simpler warp off. Playback in a drum rack on 1/16 notes to verify groove. Extra coach notes, routing, automation, and organization. Resampling master vs. tape bus. Resampling the master prints everything you hear, including master FX and limiter. If you want a flexible asset, record directly from the tape bus by creating a track, setting its audio from to the tape bus and arming it. This keeps the master unaffected. Sends are great for parallel. Put the tape chain on a return and send from the raw shaker. This preserves a dry channel for layering and gives easy blending. Macro automation or multiple hand-drawn passes sells realism. Record a few takes with slightly different automation and comp the best parts. Mid/side and split band work. Apply saturation and noise more to the side to keep the core rhythm in the middle and texture in the stereo field. Keep everything clearly named and save multiple intensity variants for fast auditioning in mixes. Troubleshooting checklist. No automation printed. Confirm you were recording an arrangement and the automation lane was active during record. Recorded dry. Check audio from on the resample track and that it's armed. If recording master, ensure the tape bus is routed to master. Phase issues. Collapse to mono with utility and listen. Reduce side processing if phase cancellation occurs. Harshness after saturation. Use a corrective EQ narrow cut or a gentle high shelf roll off above 12-16 kHz. Too noisy. Lower vinyl dust and low pass the noise if necessary. Final audition checklist: play the resampled shaker in context with your drum and bass beat and ensure it sits rhythmically without masking snare or subs. Confirm the transient click is audible. Bring back a dry transient layer if needed. Test in mono for phase coherence. Trim and consolidate the loop. Ensure zero crossing start points and save the final clip to your library. Recap and close. You've built and resampled a tailored tape bus chain using Ableton stock devices, printed the result with Live Automation, and prepared practical sampler-friendly assets. Use split band and parallel techniques to keep transient attack, while adding analog body, and create multiple intensity variants to give yourself options in a busy drum and bass mix. Small, deliberate tweaks and multiple light passes will usually beat a single heavy-handed process. That's it. Load up your potential bad boy loop, follow the chain, automate subtly, and resample several variants. You'll end up with warm, musical shaker samples that add real tape character to your productions.